Police departments across the country allow officers to work secondary employment. Often it's acting as armed security guards wearing their police uniforms. As IdeaStream's Matt Richmond reports, as part of our Guns in America initiative, the practice raises questions about oversight and the use of public resources for private purposes.
Cleveland's Tremont neighborhood is a few blocks of popular bars and restaurants, surrounded by a neighborhood of single-family houses. On weekend nights, like this hot one in July, it's flooded with people out for dinner and drinks. That, along with the easy freeway access, has made it an appealing place for robberies and carjackings.
Seeing a crime like this in Tremont, so brazen and with such powerful weapons involved.
Years ago, bars here started pooling resources to hire uniformed, armed, off-duty officers to provide security on weekends. According to many bar owners, it's a great service. If there's a problem, they call the officers on the phone. The officers are available when the bars close. It's not clear who first arranged the security detail, according to a couple owners who didn't want to speak on tape or be identified. The arrangement described to me by a bar owner goes like this. At the end of the night, each participating business pays the officers cash. It's not clear how pervasive this sort of arrangement is, but according to University of South Carolina law professor and former police officer Seth Stoughton, it raises lots of concerns.
Oh, that's terrifying. No, that's not at all okay.
In 2015, Stoughton surveyed 160 police departments nationwide about their secondary employment policies. Stoughton says one way it's done elsewhere is a local business district assesses each business a small fee, and the officers are paid that way, through the business district. Stoughton found that 80% of the 160 departments allowed off-duty work, but many don't regulate against all the potential problems that could arise from off-duty employment.
They're not even identified as issues worth considering.
The list of potential issues is a long one. To name just a few, are they required to carry non-lethal weapons like a taser, along with the department-issued firearm? How much are they paid and how? How many hours are officers working when off-duty work is added? And every now and then, a high-profile incident occurs. For example, Kansas City officer Daniel Hubbard shot a man while working an off-duty security job at a hotel.
Newly released video shows the fight between a Kansas City police officer and a firefighter.
An off-duty Cleveland officer shot 21-year-old Thomas Yatsko after a fight at a bowling alley bar.
Live video posted on Facebook moments after a shooting left a 21-year-old dead.
Each of these incidents led to a death and lawsuits. Both raised questions about whether the officers followed proper procedures. According to records released by the City of Cleveland, over a third of the city's officers applied for more than 1,400 off-duty jobs in 2018. Each job requires an application and approval by a supervisor. There's a box to check if the officer will be in uniform, and another if they're carrying a firearm. They're expected to follow department policies when hired off-duty. Peter Maragliata runs the Cleveland security firm Tenable Protective Services. He hires off-duty officers and argues that it serves to increase public safety in general.
If he sees a crime committed in and about the area, he acts. He's still protecting the public interest by acting in an official capacity.
Officers put his company down as the employer in the application they file with the city, not the private venue the officer is working security at. Maragliata says he doesn't send officers to clubs or bars and tells clients that an officer is there to enforce the law, not the venue's policies on things like dress code. Payment goes to his company, then to the officer. But he says not everyone operates the way he does.
You know, somebody may be running it out of their police car or their locker, or someone that's, maybe doesn't have a formal license and doesn't have to comply with rules or regulations.
Cleveland Division of Police declined to make anyone available for an interview or respond to a list of questions about their oversight of secondary employment. The city has launched a voluntary pilot project to have officers wear body cameras during off-duty work. It has not been popular with officers. For Guns and America, I'm Matt Richmond.
Guns in America and IdeaStream are spending 2 years reporting on the role of guns in American life. Find more at gunsandamerica.org.